kids get to bed. I'll get the storybook.
You're gonna read us a scary story.
Y'all tucked in?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Once upon a time, not long ago, where people wore pajamas and lived life slow, when laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to be good, there lived a little boy who was misled by an odd little boy, and this is what he said.
You and me tonight, we're gonna make some cash. We're gonna rob some old folks and then make the dash.
They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, so he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT on the cover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know that little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd he hit me? The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid, he starts to figure, all the years if I pull this trigger. So he called Dash and ran around the block. Cop radio in to another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw his sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, missed her. He looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd head for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed and he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore that he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. He ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up the door there, guess who he saw there?
Dave, the dope fiend, shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water or soul? He said, I need bullets, hurry up, run. The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped in a car, stole a Nova, raced up the block, doing 83. Crashed into a tree near York University. Escaped alive though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-
said lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops back off or honey, here's dead. Deep in his heart he knew he was wrong, so he let the lady go and he started to run. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded, and before long the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun and so went the glory, and this is the way it happened to end the story. He was only 17 and a man.